sends, Cruz, Cantwell introduce bill to modernize weather radio emergency alerts. Texas border business, Washington, D.C., U.S., Senate Commerce Committee Chairman Ted Cruz, R. Texas, and Ranking Member Maria Cantwell, D. Wash, reintroduced the NOAA Weather Radio Modernization Act, which would modernize weather radio equipment to enhance the reliability of emergency communications during severe weather and bolster the nationwide accessibility of critical warnings. The legislation expands coverage for areas with poor or no cellular service, amplifies non-weather emergency messages, and provides additional transmitters for areas with weak or non-existent cell service and broadband coverage. Additionally, the NOAA Weather Radio Modernization Act directs the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, to develop standards for flash flood emergency alert systems within the 100-year floodplain. This will enhance emergency preparedness for communities without mobile broadband access, state and local emergency warning systems, or satellite coverage. Senator Cruz said, "The flooding in Central Texas has been absolutely heartbreaking, and we continue to lift up all those affected in prayer. Texans are strong and resourceful, but when disaster is about to strike, there has to be multiple, reliable ways to notify those who are in harm's way. While the Hill Country flood investigation continues, we do know that some people did not receive the warnings because of a lack of cell phone coverage. I am grateful to join Ranking Member Cantwell in introducing this legislation to modernize early warning systems and ensure that every American, especially those in areas with poor or no cellular service, aren't kept in the dark when it matters the most. This legislation is about protecting our communities and saving lives, and I urge Congress to pass it quickly." Senator Cantwell said, "NOAA Weather Radio is our nation's weather infrastructure that broadcasts 24/7 to keep people informed with immediate, reliable weather information, including timely weather alerts. This bill helps to upgrade the system with the best technology and communication systems, replacing copper with fiber to reach more people, especially in rural areas. It also directs NIST to develop standards for better warning technology and makes sure NOAA keeps its weather scientist and forecast jobs fully staffed." The NOAA Weather Radio Act is co-sponsored by Sens. Dan Sullivan, R. Alaska, Brian Schatz, D. Hawaii, Jerry Moran, R. Con, and Gary Peters, D. Mish. Senator Schatz said, "The Weather Radio Network's ability to broadcast emergency warnings across remote areas, even when power or cell networks fail, is essential to protecting lives in Hawaii. This bill will help modernize the system so that communities in Hawaii and across the country have access to reliable, timely, and accurate emergency information." Senator Moran said, "Recent severe weather across the country is a grave reminder of the need for a modernized emergency weather alert system. This legislation would improve alert systems in rural parts of the country with limited access to mobile broadband service, emergency warning systems, or satellite coverage. It incorporates part of my legislation, the Forecast Act, to protect critical National Weather Service employees from federal hiring freezes. It is essential that weather forecasting offices in every corner of the nation remain staffed so Kansans and all Americans have access to accurate, life-saving, 24/7 forecasting coverage." Read the full text of the bill here. Dot. Background. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, maintains a network of over 750 NOAA Weather Radio, NWR, stations, which includes more than 1,000 transmitters covering all 50 states and the U.S. territories. NWR broadcasts weather information, including emergency weather alerts and local hazard information from the nearest National Weather Service office, playing a critical role in protecting lives and property. Local news stations often urge citizens to incorporate NWR as part of their emergency preparedness plan during severe weather. When disaster strikes, every second counts. Although the public often relies on cell phones, computers, and cable service to receive hazard warnings and communication, radio is often the primary source of information in rural and remote regions of the country where cell and internet service are lacking. Americans can buy NOAA weather radios for as little as $10. Even in urban areas with cell coverage, power outages triggered by severe weather events, such as a thunderstorm or a tornado, can disrupt cell and internet communications, making radio one of the few reliable options. Sens, Cantwell and Cruz previously introduced this bill in May 2023, and it advanced out of the Senate in December 2023.